flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks are messaging and texting, and the word is getting around that our beloved majority state senator Kerry Dietzick has passed away. My friend Carla Bingham, it writes on Facebook, there are certain people that come into your life and cross your path for a reason. Senator Kerry Dietzick was one of the hardest working legislators. She was the first one in office and the last one out nearly every day. Kerry was a brilliant political strategist who empowered others to get involved to accomplish their goals. She was empathetic and fair, a true leader in every aspect. That is from Washington County Commissioner Carla Bingham. Judy Seeberger, I am devastated by the loss of my colleague and friend, Kerry Dietzick. She was truly one of a kind. She will be greatly missed. I saw that post. I was so moved by it. I asked in a comment on Facebook if Judy would join us, and she is here on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Judy, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, Ms. Shaletta, it is my pleasure.
When you heard the news, give me your reaction.
Oh my gosh. When I heard, my heart just dropped. It just fell. Kerry was phenomenal. We all knew she was ill, obviously. Her cancer was aggressive, but it was a truth and a reality I don't think any one of us wanted to face, and certainly not any news that we wanted to get today.
You are a state senator. Having her there as your leader, at one point in time when we had the sweeping legislation where we restored voting rights to felons and we provided meals for children and at schools, you know, those things that we did that made Minnesota, you know, get national attention. What was that like, knowing that she was battling cancer, knowing that she was coming in, knowing that she was sick and she still pressed on?
Kerry was amazing in that way. I think she was, during that session in 2023, I don't know if we all knew how sick she was, if she was letting on how bad things were, or maybe they weren't bad at that time. But I remember how hard she worked. We were all working hard, and she was, cancer diagnosis or not, she was, just like Commissioner Bingham said in her post, she was first one in, last one out, worked harder than I think anyone I've ever seen, particularly while she was battling cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, the way that she led by example, I was talking to Eric Escala and how she never took credit. She just got out there, got at it and did the work. I know for me, I could not be around her and not do more, not try harder. She was such an inspiration. What did it mean for you to have her pretty much right by your side? She's like a coworker. I mean, you know, you can't call a job as a senator a job, but it, I mean, she's pretty much a coworker.
No, she was a coworker and a colleague, and she said, I sat right in front of her on the floor, and, you know, I could lean back in my chair and talk to her, and I did that quite a lot. She was a fabulous coworker. She was a phenomenal leader, with a one-seat majority and a big incoming class of freshmen. She stepped into that role. She was a quiet and powerful leader, and she did so much to hold us together. I think every single one of us in the Senate, Republican, Democrat, every single one of us holds her and did hold her in the highest regard because of just her quiet, powerful presence and just the competency and the peace and the clarity and the leadership she brought. Really, I've never seen anyone quite like her.
And what will her legacy be as we will remember her for the days and weeks to come? What will you remember most about Senate Majority Leader Kerry Dietrich in her life and her career?
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to remember Kerry as a genuinely good person. There's a lot of ego at the Capitol, and there was no ego in her at all. She was there to do the best for as many people as she could. When she talked to you, she was listening, and she there was nothing. So there was no putting her before anything else. And I think that's really an example a lot of us can strive to live by and to achieve. She was really remarkable in that way. She was a genuine friend, along with being a phenomenal coworker. And I think that will be her legacy, kind of the quiet strength and real genuine personality that she brought to the Senate.
Well, you and I both know the role she played in making sure Black Entrepreneurs Day was a success. It is scheduled for February 3rd. I know you will be there. I know this is last minute and you got to plan stuff, but I would love it if you came and helped me to pay tribute by speaking at the event and pay tribute to Kerry Dietrich, because if it wasn't for her, that event would never have happened. The governor would have never been there. She tricked him into being there. Like she scheduled a meeting with Governor Tim Walz. And when she got to his office, she was like, come on, let's go. And he was like, where are we going? She said, we're going over to Shaletta Sting. And he was like, okay. And so he got up because the time was booked and he came over to the Capitol Rotunda and he spoke at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. And that would never have happened if it wasn't for her. So I'm going to need you. And we're not going to cry. We're going to put our big girl panties on. We're going to put our big girl boots on. And on February 3rd, I'm going to need you by my side. We're going to have to hold each other up because I want us to take a minute to honor Kerry Dietrich at next year's event, because if it wasn't for her, that event would never have taken place.
I would be honored to stand by your side and do that. And that sounds just like Kerry, you know, under the radar, getting what needs to be done in the most creative and wonderful way possible.
And what he gonna do once he get there? You know, she done tricked him. It's too late now. It's 400 black people looking at him. He gotta get up there and talk. He didn't even have no speech or nothing. She was like, we're going to Shaletta's thing. He was like, oh, okay, Shaletta's having a thing. Yeah, at the Capitol. Let's go. And he get over there and I'm like, and Governor Tim Walz is here to say a few words. He like, okay, I am. All right, let's go.
That's a great story.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, so we're gonna have to honor her and thank God for her life. Okay, so I'm thinking about doing this. I just got the idea when I was talking to Eric Escala. I'm gonna go get a billboard and I'm gonna put her picture on it and I'm gonna say thank you for all you did to make Minnesota great again. And I'm gonna put it up there. I'm calling the Clear Channel Digital Billboard people first thing Monday morning, and I'm gonna get me a Carrie DC billboard from all of us. We just wanna say thank you. So look for that. Sometime Monday afternoon, we're going to get it all squared away. We're going to get it together. We're going to put it up because she never got and asked for the credit that she deserved. But we're going to make sure that we put her name up in lights.
That is lovely. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Yes. We're going to get that. So don't drive off the road, girl. Be looking for it on Monday. We're going to get it all squared away. State Senator Judy C. Berger joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Shaletta.
All right. Y'all stick around. We've got more to come.